Today, we want to look at this thought. Secular humanism says there is not a God. Man was created totally by chance through evolution. Therefore, there is no moral code for man to live by. Just do whatever feels good, whatever is right for you. I hear people all the time saying, "What is wrong with America? This place has gone totally insane." I came today to tell you what's wrong with America and what we can do about it. The key to everything for a Christian is prayer. Can you say praise the Lord yet? You see, America's new religion is secular humanism. And they even call it that themselves. They have called it a religion of humanity. And man is the God. You worship man. Unless a man's about to be born, then you can kill him. It really is a messed up philosophy. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, "And you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." You see, Satan's kingdom is called here the power of the air kingdom, which, and it says the prince of that kingdom. Satan's kingdom, of course, is Satan, and it even describes him, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So anyone who's not living in obedience to God's word, according to this, is a servant of Satan. Just reading the Bible to you. We Christians have no choice. Either we believe the Bible or we don't. If we don't, we have no faith. Satan is working in secular humanism to undermine everything sacred and godly. And if you've ever read the Humanist Manifesto, you know that their intent from the very beginning was to totally undermine and overthrow Christianity and this country. It's been their plan the whole time. And we just sat here and grinned, let them do it. That's why Christians have got to vote. That's how they've gotten so much power, is because they have won so many people to their way of thinking. Now, if we don't go to the polls, they easily win every time. You see, this has been their goal from the beginning. They teach our school kids and right now that fulfilling the desires of the flesh is the best way to live. Just try sex, you might like it. Just try homosexuality, you might like it. Try drugs, you might like it. They do not tell you the harmful effects of those things. If you restrain yourself, it will create problems in the future. Just let it go. And if you discipline your kids, you're going to create problems. Exactly opposite to true. If you do not discipline your kids, you may wind up in jail yourself these days. Matthew 7:15, "Beware of false prophets." Did y'all hear that? It's what the Word of God says. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." Wonder who said that? Jesus Christ. "Beware of false prophets." Beware of secular humanist Marxists who come to you in sheep's clothing, pretending to have your best interests at heart, but they don't. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. You know them by their evil deeds. They teach our children to totally disobey God's word and disrespect their parents. They tell kids to do things, and they say, "Don't tell your parents. Don't tell your parents you're changing from a boy to a girl, or a girl to a boy. Don't tell your parents." Who thought in America we'd ever see something like that? Matthew 10:16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." So we might as well get used to it, because we're sheep in the midst of wolves, but we have great authority over the wolves. You love wolves, you better leave us alone, or you're going to get in big trouble. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Sometimes Christians think they just need to walk around as pacifists and just let the devil run over them. This says be wise as a serpent. You got to be wise, make good decisions. Can you say praise the Lord yet? You got to get a hold of God and hear from God and do what God tells you to do. Be wise as a serpent, go vote. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You see, these people are at war with God, His Word, the church, Christians, parents, and governments who are godly. Just read the Humanist Manifesto. They take exactly their purpose. They wrote that thing in the 1930s, and they've had some editing of a couple others. But it's all basically the same thing, get rid of God. And they're the ones that promote freedom from religion. You can't have freedom from religion and have freedom of religion, because to have freedom from religion means I can't preach this message. To have freedom from religion means we can't advertise this church, because they want total freedom from us. They didn't want to see us or hear from us, which will shut us totally down. They've even listed some of my sermons as hate speech. I wonder what they're going to do with this one. Christians everywhere today are being attacked and slandered by secular humanists. And they don't deny it. They admit it. And you, most of this is in the universities. That's how they've been able to take over in America, is through high school and the universities. And now they're always back to kindergarten now, teaching kids about transgender stuff way back, as far back as they can possibly get, kindergarten, first grade, as much as they can and as much as we allow them to do. We got to stop it. We need to love our kids enough to put a stop to this. Well, how can I do it? Pray and go vote. They said, now, Christians in this country, we win every election if we go vote. And you got to vote for people, you know, who are going to do what's right. And you got to study them. You can't believe what they say. Study them. Can you say amen? Everyone is tolerated except those who believe the Bible and godly morality. It doesn't matter who you are, buddy. If you are a godly person, you're born again, you're serving the Lord, they're going to come after you. Clarence Thomas, they have tried to destroy him ever since before he was put on the Supreme Court. And it's all because he's a true born-again believer. He believes abortion is murder. And so they got to do everything they can to destroy him, but they hadn't been able to get him because he's a child of God. Well, I don't agree with Clarence Thomas on everything. He's a born-again believer. If you're a born-again believer, you better be praying for him, especially if you claim to be a born-again believer, pray for the man. And now the jurists of this country say he's probably the greatest jurist who's ever lived in America. But they're still trying to, the secular humanists are still trying to kill him off. And you understand, a lot of politicians, secular humanists, and then there's other people who they get sucked up into secular humanists and don't even realize it. We are as sheep in the midst of wolves. Believers all over America are being fired and demoted because of things that we believe. Trying to shut me up here in this church because I read the Bible. What am I reading? Reading the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:13. But wicked men and imposters will go on. See, it's just telling us what we see right now. But wicked men and imposters will go from bad to worse. Is that not true? If that's true, the rest of it may be true. Deceiving and leading astray others. And listen, and being deceived and led astray themselves. A lot of these university professors that are destroying the lives of our young people, they're doing it because Satan has deceived them themselves. You can call them secular humanists, but it is Satan that's working through them. It is Satan. You see, this is exactly what the secular humanists are doing, and they're proud of it. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. That's why you need a preacher that get up here and preach this and preach the truth so people don't get deceived. And a lot of preachers too cowardly to do it, but I don't have any choice. I do it or I'm going to get my rear end kicked by God. I'd rather have God kick him. I'd rather face the secular humanist than to face God. This says such teachings come through hypocritical liars. And the Bible, have you not noticed how relevant the Bible is? Although the Bible is irrelevant, the Bible speaks exactly to the mess we're in right now. And the Good Samaritan speaks exactly to racism. If a white man's in the ditch and you're black, you help him. If a black man's in the ditch and you're white, you help him. If he's Hispanic, you help him. I mean, we are told to be good Samaritans, and it addresses our situation right now. If everyone in this country would start being good Samaritans today, our problems would go away. It says such teachings and come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot hot iron. You see, the hypocritical liars that Satan is using today to deceive Christians and godly people are secularly humanists in these universities. Now they're in our high schools and all different grades of school, and they're in our pulpits. Psalms 53, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's the number one principle, the number one position, the secular humanist, there is no God. God calls them fools. If God calls them fools, I can't tell you. I can quote God. How about you? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. God calls them fools, so don't listen to fools. And don't raise your kids with secular humanist principles. Go by the Bible. Romans chapter 1, verse 25, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You see, secular humanists worship man and God's creation but deny the existence of a Creator. How in the world can you worship the Creator's creation and not worship Him? Oh, He doesn't exist. Well, not to exist, He's done a pretty good job. Have you been down the Smoky Mountains lately? Have you looked in the mirror lately? He's created some wonderful things. Well, it's all an accident. I believe if you really believe that, you're insane. How can anyone, intelligent human being, believe all of this is an accident? Well, there's a little amoeba out in the ocean, and it grew, and look, here I am. Well, where'd the little amoeba come from? Where'd the ocean come from? Well, there's a Big Bang. Well, where'd the Big Bang come from? See how intelligent people think? Science can only study God's creation. You better pay close attention to your children because they've been taught this stuff right now. Science can only study God's creation. It cannot verify or deny the evidence of a Creator. Except He's revealed in His creation, somebody created this. Everything we see. The secular humanist says there is not a God. Man was created totally by chance through evolution. Secular humanist, of course, now evolution has been proven to be totally false by the genetic code. A dog will always be a dog because of the genetic code. A monkey will always be a monkey because of the genetic code. A man will always be a man because of the genetic code. And so even though their evolution has been proven totally wrong, they still hang on to it for dear life because they have to have some way to explain how man got here. But the whole thing's a hoax. Their total purpose is to destroy Christianity and destroy this nation because it started as a Christian nation. That's why they go back and undermine all of our founding fathers. They don't care about you. They don't care about race. They care about destroying this country, so they want to destroy our heroes. And they want to destroy this nation by whipping up hate between the races, between the rich and the poor, and between Christians and non-Christians. You see, secular humanists deceive innocent people because they claim that their teachings are based in science. That's crazy. It's not true. Science cannot prove there's not a God. It can't prove there is a God either, except you can see His handiwork. Science can only study what God has created. Science cannot verify or deny the existence of God. No one can put God in a test tube and prove He exists. You can ask Him into your heart and let Him prove He exists. You see, only God can reveal Himself to a man. I got saved because God revealed Himself to me personally. You got saved because He revealed Himself to you personally. And a lot of people who have a revelation of God deny it because they want to serve God. Serve the devil. They want to enjoy their wickedness. You see, God has revealed Himself to the whole world through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He's still revealing Himself to people all over this world, 7 8 billion people, how many we got now and how many we're going to have. He gets in bed with all of us at night and convicts us and tries to draw us into his kingdom. But people deny him left and right, but he's still at work. He's still revealing himself. And if he's revealed himself to you, you better act on it. Amen. Don't ignore him. Don't put him off, because he might just give up and move on. We who serve him know him personally, and he gives us wisdom and power to live life and be successful. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. You see, when we begin to rebel against God, as this country has, then you begin to see all kind of curses and horrible, wicked things happen to this country that's never happened before. You can blame it on global warming or whatever it is, but it's global sin. That's what the problem is. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness. Satan, get out of here. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Secular humanists are suppressing the truth and deceiving millions, especially our kids. Verse 19, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Look at there. There is a measure of faith in every person. They have denied every day of their life. Verse 19, this is what the Bible says, and we know it's true because this is what happened to us. Amen. If you're born again, this is what happened to you. The Lord revealed himself to you and you received him. Verse 19, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. So men deliberately, intentionally reject God. Secular humans decided they want to serve the flesh. And in order to be able to sleep at night, they just blot out God and pretend he doesn't exist and pretend there's no judgment and there is no hell. But boy, are they surprised. Going to be surprised. And many of these people back in the 1930s who started this mess, they're already in hell. Burning and screaming and yelling, they just can't come back and tell the other secular humanists that there really is a hell. Amen. How do you know there's a hell? Because Jesus said the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. And a lot of these people that started this mess are rich people, and they're in there with the other rich man. Right. Amen. Well, how can you say that? Because it's what the Bible says. You must be born again. If you're not born again, don't die. Get born again first. There is a no-so revelation in every human Bible because of a measure of faith. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Well, how can God send people to hell? He doesn't. We send ourselves. Our great universe that we are discovering through modern science speaks of a creator. This is the most exciting day to be alive that man has ever had, and yet we're fussing and fighting with each other, raping and killing each other. Man, we need to get focused. I mean, it's exciting, all the great things that we're seeing invented and seeing what God has done through science. It is incredible, and so we need to rejoice and praise God even more rather than trying to get rid of him. Amen. Our great universe that we are discovering through modern science speaks of a creator. Science has never contradicted God's word and cannot, because science is not a study of what the creator has created. It is a study only of what the creator has created. Only a fool can believe that the human body does not have a creator. You know, and Hammy saw this spacecraft take off. What was it, yesterday? Isn't that exciting to see what man is doing? God has created man. Well, man's just another animal. I've never seen a dog do what man has done. I've never seen a monkey do what God has done. Man is not just another a monkey or an animal. They teach that to our kids. They talk to me in school. Well, you're just another animal. Well, you may be just another animal, but I'm a man created in the image of God. You go be a monkey if you want to be. John 8:44, you are of your father the devil. Jesus, you know, he didn't mess around. Why should I mess around? You are of your father. You need to take some of these messages, if you got enough nerve, and send them to people you know that might want to know the truth. You are of your father the devil. But I don't know how you can argue with this. I'll let it right out from Scripture. Unless you just, secular humanists, you know, believe in God. But down deep, even they believe in God. And I just proved it from the Word of God. John 8:44. You see, God knows man inside and out. And that's why this book, the Bible, speaks to us in every generation. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. He is a liar and the father of lies. Nearly all the problems we have in America today are because people have believed these unbelievable lies of the secular humanists. They were just beginning to teach it when I was in school, but now they actually train some of the people of my generation to be secular humanists, and they're in school right now in universities teaching secular humanism, and a lot of them came from my generation. According to secular humanism, there is not a God with a righteous moral code. Secular humanists believe that man can decide good and evil because he is basically good. Watch two babies playing and tell me they're basically good. They steal from each other, bite each other, you know, push each other down. And they're not basically good. They're basically selfish and self-centered. And you have to train that out of them. That's why you can't raise them like a secular humanist would have you raise them. You've got to discipline them. Yeah. And whatever it takes to get them in line, you got to do it. Amen. Now, I'm not advertising child abuse, and the Bible certainly does not recommend child abuse. But a lack of discipline is child abuse. Yeah. Secular humanists must believe in evolution. John Huxley, listen to some of this. For example, it insists that man, his body, his mind, and his soul, this is from secular humanists, his mind and his soul, body, mind and soul, were not supernaturally created, but are all products of evolution. And we now know that evolution can't even exist because of the genetic code. So, do what is right for you. Do what feels good, because there is no right or wrong. There are no absolutes. You see, man is totally on his own. And that's why they get so upset with the so-called climate change, because man's got to figure out some way to fix this. Listen, God's always taking care of his creation, and if the climate needs any fixing, God will fix it. Man can't fix it. We've already proven that. Man can't fix it. The Green New Deal can't fix it. It's too expensive. We're going to bankrupt our nation and still not fix it. So why not just trust God? If it needs fixing, let God fix it. Amen. I mean, God called me and you to a ministry, and he's not going to let the climate take us out. Amen. I know it. You're right. But it's good preaching only because I'm reading the book, reading the Bible. And it totally undermines these people. And I'm not preaching it just for you and me. I'm preaching it for them, too. They need to wake up before they wind up in a devil's hell. And don't think we're on some island by ourselves. This university is full of secular humanists right here. We love UT. Can you say amen? There's a lot of great, wonderful, godly people there. Calvary's there, our college ministry. But it only takes a few to poison everybody, because students rotate from different professors. So do what is right for you. Do what feels good, because there is no right or wrong. There is no absolute. Man is totally on his own. Therefore, secular humanism celebrates emancipating the individual from traditional controls like family, church, and state, increasingly empowering each of us to set the terms of his own life. Just be free and live free from God and his word, and you'll totally destroy your life. I've watched a lot of my own classmates go a different direction. Some are dead. There's one guy who was one of the greatest athletes in the whole school. Everybody envied him. Eugene Bramble, great baseball player. But he got involved in drugs. When I was getting ready to go to seminary, I met him at the cotton mill. He was working at the cotton mill at that time. And he said, "What you doing, Barry?" I said, "I'm getting ready to go to seminary." He started laughing in my face. "You're going to seminary? You're going to be a preacher?" He went down to Atlanta and got on drugs, and we were doing my grandmother's funeral, and we was walking around the cemetery. Gary, my cousin, walked over to him and said, "Come over here, I want to show you something." And he walked over, and there was a grave, said Eugene Bramble. Been dead for a long time. Died as a young man because he rejected God and laughed at God. Ha, ha, ha. Somewhere, the secular humanists got a hold of him, and no doubt, burning in hell. How can you say stuff like that? Because we need to hear stuff like that. Once you're in hell, that's too late. You see, they have set us free from God's law so we can habitually practice sin. They have given us permission to practice illicit sex, have abortions, and use illegal drugs. We better get back to God. Humanist Max Hoka, I don't know how to say his name, doesn't matter. Max Hokut says that human beings may and do make up their own rules. Morality is not discovered, it's made. You make up your own. Yeah. Evil man making up his own code. We wonder what he's going to come up with. Man has the ability to decide right and wrong by himself. Lie, lie, lie. Americans bought into this lie. Now we are reaping the curse. This is why we have such violence. Everybody trying to satisfy their own lusts and own cravings. And man, if you get in their way, they'll kill you. They're not trying to be good Samaritans. They're trying to take everything you got because they're selfish and self-centered, and they're motivated by selfish ambition. Christians are supposed to live by a whole different code. Love your neighbor as yourself. The number one commandment next to love God with all your heart, might, soul, and strength is to love your neighbor as yourself. Can you see the difference? Do what feels good. No, I'm not supposed to do what feels good to me. I'm supposed to do what feels good to you. Surprise, surprise, surprise. That's what it means. And we know as born-again believers, when we bless others, God blesses us. When we help others, God helps us. When we give to the poor, God helps us. Well, they have no concept like that. So every man's on his own. No, I'm not on my own. Everything I've ever done, ever accomplished, which is not a whole lot compared to some, but it's totally God. You see, this is totally opposite to truth. Mark chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus says, "For from within, out of the heart of men," and if you've been around very long, you know this is true, just from experience. But this is what Jesus said in Mark 7, 21, "For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries." Where's this stuff coming from? From inside a man, because he craves after the flesh. Verse 22, "Deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness." That's why we must be born again and get rid of that old nature, because we're doomed if we don't. But secondly, he said, "Oh no, man is good." How can you look at what's going on in the Middle East and say that man is good? How can you look at what Putin's doing and say man is good? Man is not good. He's evil. If that's not true, Jesus Christ died in vain. He died to set us free from the old carnal nature, to mortify the old man. And if the old man's still alive, you need to get him dead today. by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then you start loving everybody, regardless of race, creed, or code. You see, this is what man is really like. From within the heart proceed in evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murder. Verse 23, all these evil things proceed from with and defile the man. Well, society has corrupted man. Well, society is made up of corrupted people. That's why society is corrupt. How brilliant. How brilliant. Society is corrupt, okay, but it's because of corrupt people making it up. We who know man knows this is true. Man has a corrupt nature. This is why Christ died for us. If society is evil, it's because its people are evil. Society is corrupt because man is corrupt. Listen to this. This tells you the whole truth right here. John Dunphy wrote, a secular humanist, I am convinced. Now listen closely because I'm just reading what he believed. I am convinced that the battle for human's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom. And that's what they've done. That's why we're in this mess. It was deliberately, intentionally planned. And we sit back and let them vote each other in, vote them onto our school boards and sit back and don't vote. And you think God's not going to hold us responsible? I am convinced that the battle for human's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers that correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith. In other words, they are in there deliberately to convert your children from Christianity to secular humanism. That's why they're there. That's what he said. A new faith, a religion of humanity. He calls secular humanism a religion, and it is, and man is the God they worship, unless you're going to have a baby boy, and then you can murder him before he's born. Isn't that crazy? A religion of humanity that recognizes and respects, it gets worse, pay attention, that recognizes... and respects the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. How can there be a spark of divinity if there is no divinity? If man is just another animal. See, they contradict them crazy, their crazy selves because they're ungodly nuts. And yet there's some of the smartest people in America teaching in our universities. And I'm just laying it out. If you don't believe it, just go read the Humanist Manifesto. There's two or three of them. Read them. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and new. That's what's going on right now. Your kids go to school believing in Jesus. They're going to run into kids and professors who's going to laugh in their face. The classroom, and some of them in teaching your young daughters and sons to try sex, try drugs, and in many cases, it'll destroy their lives. That recognize, respect the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse, are y'all listening? The rotting corpse of Christianity, that's been their goal all the time, is to eliminate Christianity and us Christians. Freedom from us. Now, you can get depressed or you can get registered to vote. There's enough Christians in this country that they could turn every school board around. In every police department. We better get concerned about Knoxville. It ain't going in the right direction. And I'm talking about the city. And the new faith of humanism, resplendent with the promise of a world which is never the world has never realized, the Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved if you cast off all Christian principles and live like the devil. You will achieve peace and love. And you, what? How crazy can you be? To them, Christianity and Christians are evil. Look at that, the rotting corpse of Christianity. Who would say a thing like that? To them, Christianity and Christians are evil because they invaded our schools. Our society is now dominated by secular humanists. Secular humanists dominate our government. Universities dominate our governments, universities and classrooms, and dominate Hollywood and much of social media. Now they can take your little girl and do irreversible transgender surgeries without the parents even knowing about it, cutting their breasts off and doing hysterectomies, and same thing with the boys except castration. And then, of course, the drugs do unbelievable, horrible things that cannot be reversed. They're taking the control of our children away from their parents because they want to brainwash them with secular humanism. The first humanist manifesto was in 1933. Prayer was banned in public schools in 1962, so they were moving pretty fast. They got secular humanist marches on the Supreme Court and power, and the prayer was banned. I remember every day in school we had prayer over the PA system, and I remember I was sitting in class, I think it was the 10th grade, and they announced that prayer had been denied to all of our schools by the Supreme Court. I remember it like it was yesterday. And, buddy, that changed America. Secular humanists did that. Bible reading was banned in 1963. Abortion approved in 1973. Ten Commandments banned from the courtroom in 2005. Now our schools are transgendering children without parents' permission. It's time we took America back. These people hate Jesus Christ, and basically have said so from the beginning, way back in like 1933. They've been after us. They've been our number one enemy all these years, and right now they're winning. These people hate Jesus Christ, His Word, the Ten Commandments, and all Christians. Secular humanists are globalists. They want all strong nations, especially Christian nations, destroyed so they can bring about one war. One world rule. What does that sound like? Antichrist. It's all Satan. And listen, you say, well, it's all prophecy. We're doomed. No, no, no. The church is still here. I still have authority, and so do you. We are to occupy until He comes. We're not to surrender anything to anybody. Give me another amen. Amen. You see, these people created indefinable terms like systematic racism, white privilege, whiteness, and critical race theory. The black leaders I've been reading, they say those you can't define those things, so if you can't define them, they're not real, and so don't believe them. But just one thing, their systemic racism has the idea that it's like something in the air, and all of us are racist and don't even know it. That's insanity. The Bible says hate. Hate is what, He doesn't use the word racism, it's hate. If you hate your brother, you're a murderer and you do not have eternal life. Listen, if you hate anybody for any reason, if you hate somebody because of their skin color, no matter what it is, it says it's hate and it says you will not go to heaven. You do not have eternal life. Question, how can you hate somebody and not know it? So they use terms like this, that's kind of mystical, and you don't even know what they really mean. White privilege, whiteness. What is that? Can I wash it off? I mean, what is it? No, I'm white. Others are black, Hispanic. We love and respect each other, and heaven's going to be integrated very much like this church. I can stand right here and see about every race there is. Yay. Thank God. As I've said before, diversity makes us stronger if we don't fight with each other. We live in the same nation. This nation goes down, all of us are going to go down with it. All the race is going to go down. Wake up. You say they demonize good people by calling them racist, homophobes, xenophobes, xenophobic, which means you hate foreigners. This whole nation is made up of foreigners. What are you talking about? We don't hate foreigners. And misogynists, people hate women. Listen, I got a mother, three sisters, two daughters, a wife. I don't hate women, and I don't know any man that does. Most men I know go crazy over them. And I'm sure there's some evil man somewhere that hates women because of some crazy, ungodly reason. But you can't call all men, you can't say all men hate women. Misogynists. At least without offering some evidence. They just call people, they slander people and never prove it. It's time we got right back in their face. You need to prove that. Especially when they do it to politicians. How about proving that? Just don't throw that around. They just manipulate. They manufacture any lie that will benefit their evil cause. Anyone who disagrees with them in order to marginalize them and to shut them up, they also promote censorship by demanding that all misinformation be removed from all media. Misinformation is nearly always the truth they do not want people to know about. My doctor said during COVID, the cloth mask will not protect you. How many think I need to know that? Because if you got on a mask, you think it protects you, you'll go into environments you wouldn't go into. And so there's doctors all this country that were saying a cloth mask will not protect you. That's what all of us were using. And they were saying that's misinformation. Well, now we know they were lying. So when somebody says it's misinformation, go check it out yourself. I don't believe anything anymore unless I hear people say it out of their own mouth. They say, well, this politician said it, this one said that, this preacher said that. I'm going to go hear it, hear them. They got video now everywhere and recordings. You can go hear what they said yourself. You don't have to listen to anybody else.